Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Monday, February 5th, 2018. It's Monday, so I'm here to run down the biggest video game releases of the week. Starting tomorrow, Tuesday, February 5th, Shadow of the Colossus Remake finally hits on PlayStation 4. This, of course, is the third time that Shadow of the Colossus has been released. 2005, the original Shadow of the Colossus was released on PlayStation 2 and became a modern classic, and then the remaster was released back in 2011 for PlayStation 3, and that took the original assets and up-resed them, improved the textures slightly and the resolution, and now this one for the PlayStation 4 is a complete top-to-bottom remake. I've been playing the game for several weeks now with an early press copy. Hopefully you've heard me talk about it here on Newest, Latest, Best. But if not, let me assure you, it is a thing of beauty. The game looks as impressive and gorgeous as anything coming out now. In fact, it's in the top tier of games that are coming out now, especially if you're lucky enough to have a 4K HDR television and a PlayStation 4 Pro. This game is utterly jaw-dropping, just gorgeous what they do with light. And of course, Shadow of the Colossus is a game that is all about scale and epic moments and impressive visuals, this feeling of being in this crazy world of colossi, wandering and lumbering about the land, and you having to defeat one by one these giant bosses by scaling them and attacking them. It is a beautiful piece of art. The game, which is retained from its original version, all of the mechanics are intact. Some controls have been updated to coalesce with modern sensibilities. But the game itself is largely unchanged and really does hold up. It's an incredible experience, one that should not be missed. If there's any chance that you've never played Shadow of the Colossus, This is the one to get, and if you have played Shadow of the Colossus and loved it, this is the one to revisit, because it really is, from that opening cutscene through the last Colossi, it is a marvel to look at. It is just utterly gorgeous. They did an incredible job with the visuals. So that comes out tomorrow, February 6th, on PlayStation 4. Also coming out tomorrow, February 6th, on PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC is a new action platformer Metroidvania called Dandara. This is a game about the character of Dandara, and she is described as a fearless heroine who can defy gravity. The game is described as a 2D Metroidvania platformer full of mystical creatures, boundless exploration. Defy gravity as you jump across floors, walls, and ceilings alike. Discover mysteries and secrets in a directionless world. It's very cool looking. This is a pixel art style, sort of retro look. But as you leap to any surface in the game, the world rotates around you. It's a really cool innovation on a very tried and true formula. Dandara looks like a very cool kinetic action game with gigantic bosses and some really, really beautiful looking art. Comes out tomorrow on PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Also tomorrow on Tuesday, February 6th, the Nintendo Switch is getting a new twin-stick shooter called Black Hole. This comes from Duff Games, and it looks like an update to the classic Asteroids formula. A spaceship in a crazy bullet hell space where you can go anywhere 360 degrees with your twin sticks, and you have to survive as long as possible. It's coming out on Nintendo Switch tomorrow, February 6th. PC gamers are getting a new platform puzzler on Tuesday. It's called Meanders. It's arriving on Steam. This is from Atomic Breath, and it is a first-person platforming game with one simple goal: to reach the exit. You will be leaping across platforms, interacting with lasers and all kinds of other environmental puzzles that will unlock the exit and allow you to leave the level. 40 levels of instant play with no loading times, and it's described as a relaxing and funny game that provides challenge but doesn't provide stress. Sounds pretty cool. It's called Meanders, and it comes out on Steam Wednesday, February 7th. Thursday, February 8th sees the release of Apeirion Cyberstorm, a twin-stick Metroidvania bullet hell shooter. Yeah, it's all of those things. It's arriving on Nintendo Switch and PC with an Xbox One version coming later in 2018. This is a 2D bullet hell for 1 to 5 players, so you can play in a campaign mode or versus mode or a cooperative 1 to 5 players mode, and you'll be leveling up your abilities and trying to survive through level upon level of crazy bullet hell chaos with your buddies or by yourself. Apeirion Cyberstorm, available on Steam and Nintendo Switch on Thursday, Xbox One later 2018. Clearly, indie games love mashing up different genres, and another one that comes out February 8th is doing just that. Aegis Defenders is crossing up platformers and tower defense games. This is a 2D action platformer that has tower defense combat. You will take on wild beasts, ruthless soldiers, and ancient gods as you try to recover the powerful Aegis. It looks really clever, has a pixel art style. Aegis Defenders, coming out on PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC on Thursday, February 8th. Fans of the Civilization series like myself should be excited, because Thursday, February 8th also sees the release of the newest expansion to Civilization VI. Sid Meier's classic turn-based strategy franchise has never been better, in my opinion. And the newest expansion is titled Rise and Fall and will add Golden and Dark Ages to the mix. You can enter a Golden Age or a Dark Age depending on your performance over the course of play, granting you various bonuses and hindrances depending on whether you're in a Golden Age or a Dark Age. There are also 8 new civilizations, 9 new leaders, and tons of other tweaks to the already excellent Civilization VI formula. Man, this looks super good, and it comes out on Thursday, February 8th on PC. And then finally, Friday, February 9th, sees the release of Dragon Quest Builders on Nintendo Switch. Of course, Dragon Quest Builders has been available on pretty much every other console at this point, but having it available on Switch is a pretty big deal. This is a great game to play on the go. Dragon Quest Builders takes the Dragon Quest universe, which is a role-playing universe, and changes it up and turns it into very much a Minecraft-inspired activity that's much more focused than Minecraft. You'll become a legendary builder constructing rooms, towns, and defenses while fighting monsters. You can build freely and share creations online or battle in an arena with exclusive content for Nintendo Switch. It's all about gathering resources and building up your town to level it up. But as you build more rooms and defenses, your residents get stronger, but the monsters and bosses get stronger as well. There are tons of quests and side quests, treasure chests to find, and schematics to uncover to add new buildings to your town. This game got great reviews and a huge following when it was released originally back in January of 2016 on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita, so it has already been available as a portable game, but certainly Switch fans will be excited to jump into Dragon Quest Builders when it arrives this Friday, February 9th on Switch. And that does it for the big new releases coming out this week. Love to know what you're playing. Send me a call-in using that Anchor app. Just press the call-in button. Let me know. Are you playing something new this week? Are you still playing Monster Hunter World like I am? Or have you got an older game that's taking up all of your time? I'd love to find out. Let me know.